No, honey. Jeez, did you finally take a bath and put on your pajamas? Okay, so how many times do you have to be told to go to bed? You know that tomorrow is a school day, right? I have so much trouble getting you up for school, and this is exactly why, mister. Instead of sleeping, you're running around the house acting like a little wild man. Now get ready for bed, young man. I'm tired of telling you 1,000 times. You have school tomorrow. Speaking of school, did you pick out a new book to read for this week? Oh, yeah? Well, it's about time. I'm glad your teacher approved of this one. I can't believe you wanted a lower grade book last time. Don't think she didn't know you weren't trying to be a smartass by pulling that stunt. Oh, and the time before that, you picked out a comic book. Really? Sheesh. It's like you're trying to piss her off on purpose or something, and then I get to hear about it. Okay, so what book did we get this time? Well, so get it out of your book bag, dum-dum, and bring it to Mommy. Actually, just grab it and meet me in your bedroom. We really need to get you ready for bed. Oh, and it better not be covered in peanut butter and jelly smears like the last one. Jeez. I still don't understand why they don't just let you bring home your tablet and just do e-books. Well, I do. You'd have already cracked the screen and dropped it in the bathtub by now. I don't blame them one bit. Okay, so climb up into your bed. There you go, honey. Now get under the blankets. Let's see what you have here. What? It's called Bikini Model Photography Magazine? Where did you get this? What? There's no way they let you check this magazine out. It was approved by art class? What? You want to be a model photographer when you grow up? Oh my God, this is unbelievable. You better believe Mommy is going to be calling the school tomorrow about this. Fine, whatever. I guess this is better than a comic book. Mommy's just going to get on her knees next to your bed and we can go through this magazine together. I hope it's not very explicit or something. You'll just have to take it back to school. Okay, well, open it up. I can't believe they allow this type of thing in schools. Well, yeah, silly. She is very beautiful. She's a model. Duh. No, those are called cameras. Very expensive ones. Mommy had no idea you were so serious about becoming a photographer, or I'd have got you one for your birthday. Well, that's called a pose. She's wearing thongs. Of course, they don't look like your underwear, you silly boy. Those things are only things women wear. Mommy's wearing one under her skirt right now, as a matter of fact. What? No, you can't see. I'm your mother. What color is it? Well, Mommy's thong is neon green. Well, this one is. Mommy has a lot of different colors. Well, yeah, silly boy. I only wear thongs, so it makes sense that I have a lot of them in different colors. You're so adorable. Now turn the page. The things my kids get fixated on. Sheesh. Aw, baby. You're just being sweet now. I think it's precious, but no way Mommy is as pretty as those women. But that is very sweet of you. Aw, you think I smell really good? You better be careful, mister. Mommy's boyfriend might get jealous. You're putting up some good competition. Oh, wow. Even Mommy has to admit how hot this model is. She has a beautiful butt. That thong is really tight, too. I still can't believe they let you check this magazine out. What's that, dear? Well, no, they don't hurt. Thongs are supposed to be tight, silly. They slip up into the butt cheeks just like in that picture, but they don't hurt us or anything, and besides, they're very silky and smooth to the touch for a woman's comfort. Aw, are you asking me if it's okay? Well, yeah, I suppose so. It won't hurt anything for you to see what a thong feels like. So yes, you can touch the thong Mommy has on right now. It would be indecent for me to stand up and take it off. Here, Mommy's going to get on her knees and kind of squat down with my thighs open to your little bed here. Why don't you just reach out for and feel it with your little hand? That's a good boy. Let's keep looking at the magazine. I want you to be ready for that test on Friday. Sweetie. I know my thighs are very smooth and soft. This is how all women's thighs feel. Keep going up and you'll feel the thong. Oh yes, baby. Right there. Isn't that smooth, honey? I tried to tell you that it would be smooth. Of course you can, sweetie. Just feel around and explore between mommy's thighs. I know, thongs are much different than your big boy undies, aren't they? Okay, now the girl on this page is very beautiful. Wow, she kind of looks like your aunt. Honey, that feels really good. I'm so glad you're really getting a feel for what a woman's thong is and how to work with it. I know. Mommy is very hot down there now, isn't she? Thongs hug a woman's most intimate, secret place and keep it nice and hot, just like your little fingers have discovered. You're such a good boy. You're so silly. Yes, the waistband does stretch out really far, dum-dum. It's supposed to. You're really getting a hands-on lesson with Mommy, aren't you? Such a good boy. It reminds me of that time I caught you on top of your aunt last year after your birthday party. Remember that, sweetie? Yeah, she really gave you a good birthday present, didn't she? Did you like how Mommy helped line your hard pee-pee up while your aunt held her big lips wide open, showing you how to play games with her pink motherly hole? Oh, son. Oh, honey. There you go, baby. Just up and down. Just like that. You're a thong master now. A real expert with a woman's undergarments. Oh my God, son. I know. Mommy is very slippery and hot down there, aren't I, baby boy? Yes. Go lower, sweetie. Just like you did with my sister. Oh, honey. Talking about your tight, wicked aunt has gotten you all swollen in your PJs, son. Your pee-pee is standing straight up under the blankets. Let's push these covers to the side while you play games with Mommy's... between her soft, smooth thighs. And let's have a chat about Auntie. Now, don't stop reading your school magazine, son. Just because you're playing games with Mommy doesn't mean your test is canceled. I need you to focus. This is called multitasking. Wet mommy pussy in one hand, a book filled with nearly naked women in the other. Now, little one, mommy is going to need you to read your book, play mommy games, and watch out of the corner of your eye while I play games with this long pee-pee. You know, mommy really needs to just peel this foreskin down and expose that swollen pee-pee head on this little cock. There's Mr. Head. Hi, Mr. Head. It's so nice to see you. Mommy is just going to hold your skin pulled tight like this. I want to watch that tip plump up and get really swollen. That's such a fat pee-pee head on this little cock. Fuck, that's explicit looking. Don't stop playing between my legs, son. Refocus on pussy, and mommy is going to focus her mouth on your little cockhead. Oh, honey. Stop thrusting upwards into my mouth, silly. Just let mommy move her head up and down in your lap. So cute. Reminds me of that time auntie had her hips glued to yours, playing pussy games with that hard little cock. I bet that felt so good, to be stuck inside of your aunt while I made out with you. Auntie told me later that she had been squeezing on your cock while you were inside of her. Oh, son. Fuck yeah. Keep playing with mommy's clit while I suck on your long little pee-pee. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Mommy is gonna make you come. Just like Auntie did last year. Come in mommy's mouth, baby boy. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh my god. You just came in my mouth, son. Oh my god. You came so hard for mommy. We really need to have a talk tomorrow night, baby boy. I think your next book should be on motherly reproduction. I love you, honey.